Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Please. The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood joining us this morning from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, dailysignal.com. Genevieve, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Are you a big baseball fan? Okay. That's all right. Go Cardinals. Thank you, Genevieve. We appreciate that. We're excited here.
I'll tell you, I was with some folks from Atlanta last night, so they were chanting the other direction. But, hey, listen, go for it.
That's right. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. We appreciate your support. We do. I've been watching the breaking news this morning is that Planned Parenthood has just announced that their super PAC is going to contribute $45 million to defeating President Trump and the Republicans in key Senate races across the country. They're desperate to turn around the policies of this administration when it comes to the abortion industry.
Well, if you're Planned Parenthood, there probably has not been a White House or administration that has done more to push back on you getting government dollars, though they're still getting some. But this administration's been fighting it through Health and Human Services and other aspects, reversing the Mexico City policy that President Obama had reversed. I mean, this president has been adamantly pro-life, and the judges that he's appointed, they're worried about it. I mean, they're worried about another 4 years of a president who might appoint another one or two Supreme Court justices. So, yeah, they're going to try to take back the Senate with every dollar they can use. And keep in mind, though they'll deny it, they are an abortion giant in this country. They perform more abortions than any other outlet in this country, and they do get taxpayer dollars. So it's a lie when they say that they don't get taxpayer dollars. It's a lie when they say they provide all these services for women like mammograms. Not one clinic in this country run by Planned Parenthood provides mammogram services, but they do provide abortions. That's what they're trying to protect, is their bottom line in industry.
Yeah. Well, the lie on that one was sort of up when here in Missouri, when they announced when one of the clinics was going to have to shut down the abortion side of the services, they were just going to shut down the whole clinic. And our argument was, well, if you're not really about abortion, but you're really about women's health care, why can you not just continue operating the clinic? That's because the profit center was going away for them. And so the lie was exposed.
That's right. But like I said, if you're on their side, and I know you're not, but if you're on their side, and that should show people, especially on the pro-life side, how effective this administration has been. When a giant like that is going to spend so much money going after a president, it shows how effective he and his administration have been in fighting for the pro-life side.
Yeah, it's a great point. So just so people know, they announced this morning that their campaign is going to focus on Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, all states that President Trump needs to win for re-election. And that's where they're going to focus their efforts and trying to help the Democrats win back the Senate as well. So now we know.
Yeah, now we know. But you know what's interesting? I mean, what have their pals and their friends in the House and Senate done for them? I mean, the Democrats in Congress have frankly been doing nothing, even on abortion policy.
True.
They've been doing nothing but run around talking about impeachment, trying to, to investigate the president left and right. They haven't even really been carrying the water for many of their liberal causes. Now, I'm kind of okay with that. They've been distracted by everything else, or the Trump derangement system. Syndrome, but truth be told, it's not like they've been doing their job for their side.
Yeah, They're all like cats chasing a laser pointer, and Donald Trump is holding the laser pointer. It's true. I mean, every day they wake up and they're reacting to something else Donald Trump has said or something else Donald Trump has done. Like, you know, Hillary Clinton has to come out and comment on everything Donald Trump says. I laughed earlier, and I shared this on our Facebook page, the Mark Cox Show there on Facebook, the Babylon Bee article that says that Hillary Clinton has announced officially she's running for re-election. I mean, it's that silly. Like, she never got elected in the first place, but she's got to come out. Do you think, Genevieve, in your esteemed opinion, that there's any chance she tries to jump back into this race, seeing a wounded Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders kind of fall into the wayside and Elizabeth Warren taking the lead?
Well, I mean, you know, you never say never with these hooks. The Clintons, every time you think they're gone, here they come again. It's like you can't get rid of them. It's like whack-a-mole playing with the Clintons. But no, I mean, I don't think so unless Elizabeth Warren goes down because she tells another story that we all find out isn't true. I mean, she can't remember her past, and you bet. I mean, it's amazing. But I mean, no, I don't see Hillary coming back. But she can't get over 2016, so she's going to keep doing interviews. She's got a book to sell, so she's going to stay out there.
You know, listen to Cut 11 from Elizabeth Warren trying to explain this story she's been telling about the fact that she was run out of a teaching job because she was pregnant.
Is it accurate to say you were fired, or were you forced to resign, or how would we characterize this?
You know, look, it doesn't matter much what the term is, but let's be clear. I was 6 months pregnant. It was my first job. I was 22 years old.
She's lying. I mean, we've got the documents from the school board meeting where she was offered a second year of employment, and then the follow-up meeting where they accepted with regret her resignation. We know that she's lying. Now, that's not to say that at that time in America, women weren't discouraged from teaching when they were pregnant. My own mother went through that. I mean, that's a true story. Those things happened. It just didn't happen to Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these stories happen, but sometimes it doesn't. It doesn't happen to everybody. And as you said, it didn't happen to her, and yet she's taking those kind of hard cases and trying to say, "Oh, well, look at all the challenges I've been through." And and yes, I have also Native American Indian heritage. And I mean, she's just she tries to take on. Frankly, if you're any of these other groups, if you've been somebody who's been discriminated against, and yet. She's kind of using your story, which is frankly what she's done now we know, especially to get her jobs like at Harvard and other places, claiming to have the Native American heritage. If you're one of the people in those groups, I'd be really offended. She's like using your story, using your, hard times for those who've gone through that to make her way ahead. I mean, it's unbelievable. And what kills me is the fact that the left media also, they like to think of themselves as mainstream. They refuse to cover this. I mean, the hypocrisy, I get you may agree with somebody's policies, but that's the kind of stuff they usually just scream about, right?
Yes.
I mean, they go nuts on this, and yet they completely ignore the story, completely ignore it.
Yep, true. You know,
you got to wonder if they were having another Democratic debate, would any of the other candidates up there have the guts to bring it up. Maybe they would because they could try to use it to knock her off.
Right.
It'd be very interesting to see.
Well, that latest poll that came out yesterday, the TPP poll, the IBD TPP poll, showed that Elizabeth Warren was leading Biden by 1 point. Sanders was down around 10%. None of the other candidates, they were all in single digits, including Buttigieg and Harris. And, I didn't even know if Booker shows up on there anymore. They're panicked, I think, a little bit about what might happen if they can't impeach Donald Trump and they have to face him in front of the voters next November.
With one of these characters,
right?
I mean, you're looking at your fighting lineup there, your starting lineup, and you got to be a little bit concerned. Look, I think it's one reason. I mean, it's certainly one of the main reasons this whole impeachment thing is happening is because they don't have anything else. And the reality is, I think Mark, if they really had the goods, they thought they had the goods, they wouldn't be approaching this the way they are. Why do things behind closed doors? Why not let the other side call witnesses? Why are they doing this way if they truly have the goods? You know, why, if Donald Trump is as guilty as they say he is, then even a Democratic member in a red state ought to be able to go out and say, look, you know, I have to vote against this person. I have to vote for impeachment because they violated the laws of the country. If it's so clear, they shouldn't be so worried about their Democratic seats in some of these red states. But they're worried because they know they can't make the case.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
We'll see where it all goes. But I don't think even they are convinced they truly have a case. Otherwise, they wouldn't be approaching the way they are. Yeah.
Genevieve Wood with us from the Heritage Foundation. If you go to dailysignal.com, I want to recommend that because we have Hans von Spakovsky as a regular guest here on Mondays. And just last week, I had Thomas Gipping on here. They've co-written an article on there talking about why Nancy Pelosi hasn't really started the impeachment process. And they point out that the rules of the House are kind of fluid, right? The House can kind of make up its own rules as it goes along. But if you look at how impeachment's always been handled, it's been the Republicans and the Democrats together get together and vote on it. And it was 410-4 to authorize the impeachment investigation of Richard Nixon and 258-176 to authorize the impeachment of Bill Clinton, at least the investigation. It's always been an opportunity where the vote ultimately has been bipartisan. And in this case, they're avoiding that for pure politics.
That's right. And look, Mark, I mean, you're talking about unseating a president of the United States who's elected by the American people, but yet these individual members of Congress don't have the guts to put themselves on record and saying whether or not they're for or against even opening the impeachment process. I mean, how cowardly does that get? You're talking about overturning the will of the people, the will of the voters, and yet you aren't willing to cast a vote yourself?
Yes.
I mean, we know this is a political process. Impeachment is. Everybody knows that. But I think this particular one that we're seeing happening has never been more political. I mean, this is the most political version of impeachment you've ever seen. And it's not only bad and a tough thing for the Trump administration to go through right now, it's terrible precedent for the country. But this is a terrible precedent to set for future Congresses to say, well, you know what, if we're not getting our way anywhere else, let's just go over the impeachment. We're going to be having impeachments every 8 years if this is the kind of nonsense that we're going to allow to go on.
Well, don't you worry, because Maxine Waters is on the job, and she's going to convince those Senate Republicans that she's right.
Well, you know, I've been thinking he should be impeached for 10 years. I believe that when you connect the dots, when you have the facts, that we can convince some folks.
Yeah, she's going to convince them.
Maxine hasn't connected the dots in years. How she continues to get elected, I do not know, because I don't know the last thing she's done up here for her constituents, her district. But I'll let her voters take care of it. That's right, she doesn't actually live in the same place as her voters. That's right, I forgot.
Oh, that's
how that works.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
we
live in a different place.
How did we forget about that? That's very true. You know what? I want to just get your thoughts real quick on the Ellen DeGeneres thing yesterday. Did you listen to Ellen talking about George W. Bush and being in the same room with him? Go to Cut 21.
Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with him. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone.
Yeah, Ellen was mad because the liberals on Twitter were not kind to her.
Yeah, I mean, what she said, I think, is the way most Americans think. Most
right.
Americans know people that don't agree with them on everything, and they're still friends, still family members. But it was refreshing to hear somebody who, you know, is in the liberal intelligentsia and media actually say it. You know, it would be nice if somebody would say it before they got persecuted themselves. It'd be nice, but
sure. At
least she was honest and came out and said, you know what, now I've experienced this, and you're all ridiculous. I mean, I'm glad she said what she said.
Yeah, now she needs to have the president on her show to show that she's friendly to everybody. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, there you go. There's
an
idea.
Yeah, we're pushing for it. Genevieve,
I like it.
I'm out of time. I always appreciate your time every week, though. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.